The U.S. Marine Corps Forces Pacific Band has built a holiday tradition over the last 10 years, a free holiday concert that gathers toys for kids who might not have many reasons to celebrate. Over the years, the Toys for Tots concert, in which the band shares the stage with a variety of local artists, has collected thousands of toys and performed for thousands of people. Chief Warrant Officer Brian Sherlock is the music director and officer in charge of the U.S. Marine Corps Forces Pacific Band, and he's in our studio to tell us more. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Chris.
The band, you know, comes into a lot of our awareness at this time of the year, but you're pretty busy year-round, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, besides all the military ceremonies that we do on a regular basis, yeah. We do a lot of performances out in town. You'll see us on the parade route, on Ala Moana's parade route, or the King Kamehameha parades and the mm-hmm. floral parades and so forth. But, yeah, and believe it or not, with four military bands here on the island, we all do stay very busy.
No, I know. At the same time, if you're to be a member of this band, you've got to be prepared to play in a marching unit.
That's right, yeah.
And you might be able to play in a different variety of ensembles. How many different ones have you got?
Oh, goodness. Pretty much anything that our job would call for. So pretty much our standing ensembles include the concert band that you'll hear this weekend, mm-hmm. Our marching band, of course, that does a lot of the ceremonial stuff. We've got smaller groups like a brass quintet, woodwind quintets. We've got a small brass band that travels around the beaches and so forth. So and oftentimes we'll just have maybe a saxophone and a guitarist or something like that that's playing at an admiral's house or a reception for VIPs. Mm-hmm. So again, just depending on what the job calls for at the time, we can put together just about anything.
What does it take to get into this band?
Well, it's always by audition to begin with. So all of our musicians have auditioned before they ever signed the dotted line to join the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. And so their job then is guaranteed to them once they complete their basic training, combat training, martial arts training. And then, you know, there is also a music school that they have to attend. That's the Naval School of Music that's based in Norfolk, Virginia.
So you would go to a recruiter already with a pretty high level of proficiency and say that this is the path you want to take.
Absolutely. A lot of times the recruiters are out there looking for young musicians in the high schools and colleges. But then, so that's generally where we get our musicians from. They're looking for a way to serve their country and through their music, and we were happy to take them in that case.
By the time they're done with their service, what kind of level of proficiency have they got?
Oh, you know, again, we're performing every day. So very high level professional reading, professional ability to perform. So a lot of Marines will spend about 4 years with us and then go on to university or something to pursue, you know, professional performance careers. So I think it's a great preparation for that, and that, again, we're just performing constantly.
Well, as you know, Brian, I've been raiding your personnel for years,
right.
Because of the level of proficiency.
Sure, sure. You'll see a lot of our Marines out in town and in various venues as well.
Sure.
You know, out of uniform, but sure. Of course, performing is what we do.
How did the whole Toys for Tots tradition get underway?
You know, that's a great question. So a few years ago, about 10 years ago, we were performing at Jim Nabors' promotion to honorary corporal. Everybody will remember Jim Nabors as Gomer,
sure.
Pyle.
Gomer.
Uh-huh. So we were promoting him to honorary corporal in the Marine Corps. And the conversation came up at a reception thereafter. We have all these great performers, these great artists, these great musicians here in the local music scene. Why aren't we performing with them? And that's kind of the genesis of the idea. Hey, let's get some really great local performers to perform with us. Now we just need a place and a time to do it, and a Toys for Tots concert seemed like a great event that we could put together, actually benefit the community. It's kind of our Christmas gift to the community in that way. And then it gives us the opportunity, too, to share the stage with such great performers.
And Jim Nabors, as some people remember, was a lot more than an actor.
Oh, yes. What a beautiful voice.
Spectacular.
Yeah, you can go back and find. I've got several of his old LPs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just a wonderful voice. And he's performed with us on a few of those concerts as well over the years.
Who's up for this year?
Well, this
as
really,
if I didn't know.
I was going to say, this really infamous blues guitar and NPR host by the name of Chris Vandercook is performing with us this year, as well as Danny Calacchini, the ambassador of Aloha.
Uh-huh.
We've got our beautiful new songbird, everybody knows Raiatea Helms. She'll be singing with us. Eddie Ortiz and Cynthia Romero of the salsa band Son Caribe. We've got Bo Irvine, local comic. As well as I say, yourself and jazz vocalist Janai, and Mike Lewis, a fantastic jazz trumpet player. So a really great lineup, and then the band itself will be doing a couple of symphonic pieces as well.
And did we mention Henry Capone?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Henry's always with us, yeah. So the last, I guess, 9 years of the 10, Henry's been with us, and he's a staple, of course. Everybody wants to come out and hear Henry.
In past shows, Brian, when you've done those symphonic pieces with the whole band, it's really been some spectacular music, and you have, what, 50 or 60 people on stage all
right,
the
yeah,
same
the band's
time.
About 50, that's right, yeah. So it's a good size, a good symphonic band, and then, like I say, we can kind of break down, depending on Henry's pieces, just going to use a little bit of a rhythm section, but some of the other pieces, some of the other artists are utilizing the whole ensemble as well.
The whole philosophy behind the military band set up and all branches have musical arms, right?
That's correct, yeah.
What is the public service mission? What's the overall goal to have musical organizations within the military?
Right, well, so there is the military side of it, which is the pomp and circumstance, the ceremonial the ceremonial mission that we do. But from a public outreach standpoint, community outreach, it's about patriotism. It's about reminding our nation's populace that we do have military members within the community.
Yeah.
It's a way for the military also to give back to the community in those appearances out in town.
One thing I think not that many people realize is that you are available if somebody's putting on an event. You folks might have musicians available. Yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. All it takes is a phone call or an email and a request, and we usually are able to do things for high school events or university events, community events, all types of things.
Criteria being anything where you don't charge admission.
Correct.
Is that still
anything,
how it works?
That's right. Anything that the military bands are performing at needs to be free and open to the public because, of course, we're funded by taxpayer dollars. So, and this concert's coming up this weekend again, free and open to the public. Yeah.
I know that your predecessor, Mike Smith, is now with a band in New Orleans.
He actually just left New Orleans and has been restationed again now at the Pentagon. So he's in charge of the whole Marine Corps music program at this point.
And you're headed off to D.C.?
That's correct. This will be my last Christmas concert here in Hawaii. We'll be moving to the D.C. area. I'll be conducting the President's Own Marine Band.
Where are the Marine Corps bands located? There are about, what, half a dozen?
Well, we have 10, actually.
10.
So the one here in Hawaii, and we have one in Japan. And then all the others are mainland. We've got three in the Southern California area, one in Parris Island, South Carolina, of course, at the famous Marine Corps boot camp.
Sure.
North Carolina, South Carolina, and New Orleans.
Well, we'll see if we can't drag some people out to the show, Brian. Thanks very much for coming in.
Absolutely. Well, we'll hope to see you Saturday at 6:30 or Sunday at 1:30.
Fair enough. Chief Warrant Officer Brian Sherlock is the music director and officer in charge of the U.S. Marine Corps Forces Pacific Band, whose annual Toys for Tots concert is tomorrow evening at 6:30, Sunday afternoon at 1:30 at the Hawaii Theater in downtown Honolulu. Guest artists include Danny Kalaikini, Henry Capono, Jinai, Son Caribe, and Raiatea Helm.